He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the July the 3rd live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we've got a little bit of a lift to the market today. We'll see where we end the day. It is a shortened day today, and a lot of folks will be closing out their positions before they pack up the coolers and gas up the car and head for whatever destinations they're headed to for that 4th of July picnic and fireworks. One of my favorite days of the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 92 points this morning. That puts it at 24,398. The S&P 500 is up 7 points. That puts it at 2,734. The NASDAQ, however, flat today, but it had a pretty good late-inning rally yesterday. I mean, it was down underwater on Monday, and it came zinging back and had a pretty good day by the end of the day. The NASDAQ is down 3 points right now to 75.64. The small caps having a pretty good day today. Russell 2000 up 0.4%. Crude oil having a very good day, up $1.27 per barrel today, 75.21. That makes my friends in Dallas happy. Gold is up $1,190 per ounce, $1,253 per ounce, or $1,253 per ounce, up 1% today. The euro is flat against the U.S. dollar. The 10-year yield is at 2.86%. And even Bitcoin. Bitcoin had a big rally yesterday. It's down 0.75% today, however. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. In San Diego, California, whether you're in the accumulation phase of your life, whether you're in the aggressive growth phase of your life, whether it's time to tone it down a little bit, or if you're in the distribution phase of your life, this show is for you. I try to address all three of these parts of our financial life cycles. We're all in different phases. We all have different risk tolerances. We all have different objectives that we want to meet. Most people, I would say, when I meet with them, I want to make a lot of money and not lose any. There's the common theme that runs through it all. But it is true that, in our early phases of our life, I would just say this. It's so important to get off on the right foot. Raise your hand if somewhere along the way in the early days of your investment life cycle, when you were starting to put money away, you got taken by some kind of a limited partnership or private investment or some kind of a scheme, this or that. And I think getting started on the right foot and starting to put that money away is very, very important, critical. Not only is it important to feed the kitty, you got to have the kitty in all the right neighborhoods along the way. So this show is for you if that's the phase that you're in your investment cycle. And then as we grow, maybe we're just ultra growth for quite some time. We're growing. We're adding to the kitty. We're trying to keep the kitty in the most lucrative areas of the market. We need to tone it down at some point in time as we reach our mid-50s, late-50s, early-60s. We can't afford to have another 2001, 2008 to our portfolios. We need to have them watched over, protected, managed tightly. There's different ways to achieve this. The vast majority in my industry would use the asset allocation method, which spreads your assets far and wide. And you know how I think about that. I don't like the bond market going forward. That eliminates a major asset class. So we have to look to alternatives to the bond market. And what has been the traditional area for safe money, the bond market, I don't see it as being an area of safe money in today's global rising interest rate environment. So we have to look at alternatives to the bond market. And it's important that we have a distribution plan as we enter into the distribution phase of our lives. Now we're going to reap the rewards and live off the money we've accumulated during our lives. The distribution phase is also extremely important to get it right, especially from a taxation point of view and protecting it from the probate courts and all those that want to get their greasy little mitts on it. This is all part of the planning process. So no matter what phase you are in your life cycle, your investment cycle, this show is for you. And of course, at Gunderson Capital Management, we address those different phases of your life and try to fit you into where you belong at the current time in the investment cycle of your own life. Well, yesterday we had the market down most of the day, and then about 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I sent out a message to all my live trading subscribers. I said, hey, the NASDAQ just went positive. It just went green on us. And before the end, the NASDAQ actually had a pretty good day. We had a pretty good day yesterday here at the firm, watching our total assets under management rise quite a bit yesterday. We're not at all-time highs, but we're pretty close to all-time highs for the year. We've had a little bit of a sell-off here with all of the trade talk, which seems to have gotten just a little bit better yesterday. President Trump meeting with the leader of the Netherlands, but in that meeting saying that he's getting ready to meet with EU leaders soon over the current trade spat. And I think that was probably the biggest reason we saw a rebound yesterday in the markets. Well, there's still a lot going on, especially between us and China. I haven't seen any progress, any movement made there. But I gotta believe with China's stock market now in a bear market, look, they're down more than 20% since all of this started. We're down 3%, something like that, from our all-time highs in our stock market. They're feeling the pain in China a lot more than we are here in the U.S. And that's got to be turning up the heat, putting the screws to them and not backing down. Something has to give eventually. Well, there was an agreement in Germany yesterday over migration. That's a hot issue. Merkel has risked her fragile governing coalition and she's had to back down and come to some kind of a agreement with the other parties in Germany to tighten up a little bit on their migration issues. And that is also helping the markets here a little bit here today. Well, the yuan, you see, in your investment cycle, did you know that you had to be worried about the yuan? No, not our friends down south of the border. I know lots of yuans from Mexico. The yuan is the Chinese currency. The bearish yuan trade. How come the yuan turned bearish all of a sudden? Started going down. Well, China just floated. Hey, you know, we've always got this currency that we can manipulate. Or you people over there in America. But they are now saying that they will not use the yuan as a weapon in a trade conflict with the U.S. So that has also calmed the nerves a bit of the market. You can track the won by looking at the ETF on a daily basis, which I do. CYB is the won. That's an ETF. You can invest in the Chinese currency, CYB. That has a big impact on your portfolio, believe it or not, CYB does. So does USD, the US dollar. UUP is another ETF. Currencies have a huge impact. I'll bet you didn't know that. Well, what else is out there that we need to be aware of right now on this 3rd of July? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the first half IPO market roars back from a lull. I'll say it has been a busy IPO market. Now, that can be a sign of frothiness in the market. But I think with, you know, the tax changes, and I think with the bull market in its ninth year, I don't really see an issue here. I would be very careful. I always give IPOs a year before I really am interested, unless there's something extraordinary out there. But the initial IPO market rampaged in the first half of the year to its highest volume in years and one of the busiest paces ever, according to Deal Logic. Well, that prediction has come true that Bill Gunderson made back on the first of the year. Bill was right again, says the T-shirt that we handed out in Minnesota and Florida, I think. I predicted a record year for deals, and obviously that would include IPOs. On average, companies going public this year are trading 22% above their IPO price, and tech companies are 53%. So, hey, if you can get in on some of these tech IPOs, the one spot that bothers me a lot, the one real Achilles heel tendon that I see that could really come unwound, could really rupture at some point in time, is all these little biotechs. The nature of the beast at the biotech is if you don't come up with the product, you're in trouble. You're going to run out of money. You're going to have to sell all the microscopes and test tubes and everything else, and you're done. Well, I see a lot of those biotech stocks not being around several years down the road, and I will continue to keep my eye on BIS. That's the inverse biotech ETF. Oh, I wouldn't buy that now because the biotech stocks are still headed higher for now. But at some time, that's a very vulnerable area of the market that could implode. In 2018, 120 companies have gone public. And of course, I add them to my database, my Best Stocks Now database, along the way. The database requires, the app requires a lot of maintenance on a daily basis that is done by me during market hours and adding these new IPOs. Now, they cannot get a grade in my system for, they need at least 3-month track record of performance. And valuations are difficult until the companies are profitable and until there's analyst coverage and this kind of thing. But analyst coverage generally comes right away in the market. I would say the other really vulnerable spot of the market at some point in the future, and I saw it rear its ugly head yesterday. Let's see, it's a little bounce today. But I saw the junk bond market hit a new 3-month low yesterday. It continues to head south. You can track the junk bond market. There's an ETF. The symbol is JNK. JNK, that's junk. You can look at that, how it's just got slayed yesterday. It gapped down to a new 52-week low. And it's sitting right on its last bastion of support here. Now, the opposite of junk is SJB, and it had a good day yesterday. Now, right now, neither one of them. You're not going to lose too much money. You're not going to make too much money. But having said that, as I look to the future, and I look at all those lures in my tackle box that I have as a money manager, I call those inverse funds my green frog lures that you've got to reach for at various times. Well, think back to 2000. What did a dot-com inverse fund? Now, they didn't exist back then, but they do now. In 2008, what did the inverse financials ETF do? Oh, I think it was up 420%. That was the leveraged one. That's the green frog lure with pink polka dots. You very rarely pull that one out of the tackle box, but it's nice to know that it's there if you need it at some point in the future. Well, people continue to make macro calls on the market day in and day out, and I continue to make my own macro call weekly in my newsletter. I call it Bill's Neck on the Line section of the newsletter. I put my neck on the line every single week in the newsletter, and fortunately, I've been right since 2009. But there's always someone out there. Today, there's an article in Seeking Alpha. It's a guy I don't give a lot of credence to. I won't mention his name, but he says there's something wrong with this market. Several volatility signs are flashing red. Well, of course they are. We're in the midst of a trade war. And he writes, something is bothering this market. Well, of course it is. All right. He says long-duration treasuries are outperforming intermediate. In other words, we've seen a flattening of the yield curve. That, too, is caused by this temporary situation called a trade war. He also points to an unrelenting short-term surge in the relative strength of the utility sector relative to the S&P 500. That's another temporary situation. As soon as everybody's nerves calm down and the food stops flying across the aisle between China and the U.S., there's going to be that flight to safety, driving up things like utilities. I've also seen a little surge in the real estate investment trust, but guess what? When that thing gets solved, those things will start selling off again because they are bond proxies that are subject to interest rates. They're very tightly correlated to interest rates. Interest rates have gone down to 2.85 during this temporary flight to safety. So you can't take a temporary condition in the market and say there's something wrong with this market. He also points to the emerging markets that are in a downturn. Well, they're more than a downturn. They're in a bear market. And I got you out of them several weeks ago. I had a guy leave a message yesterday. Mr. Gunderson, I just fired my money manager. First, I thought it was me. You know, I'm used to that. I thought, oh, there goes another one. No, just kidding. He fired his money manager, and he wants to talk to me. I have a hunch his money manager has him in bonds and emerging markets, and he finally had the testament fortitude to say, why? And do what Donald Trump did in the show The Apprentice, you're fired. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about ignore the bear signals. Fundamentals are still strong, but you got to be in the right asset classes. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Now, when I was in Dallas on Saturday doing my workshop, I showed a chart about S&P 500 earnings since 2006. Well, those earnings just keep getting better and better and better. So in my opinion, you can ignore these so-called bear signals that these people point to, which I believe are temporary. Because of the situation in the world right now, namely trade war, I believe that's temporary. President Trump is not going to push the economy into a recession, which would lead to a bear market. He would be toast. 2 years from now when he is up for re-election. And from what I can see about the man, he likes to win. I can see that. Okay. And this is, I still believe strongly that this is all temporary and there will come a solution to all of this. There will be concessions made. China is now in a bear market. China's economy is suffering now. They're feeling the pain. Europe is crawling along, trying to live off of zero interest rate policy. They got a huge migration problem. They can't afford a trade war right now either. Now, do you know that the positive earnings estimate revisions for the S&P 500 are now in the 90th percentile? Zacks.com, I used to subscribe to Zacks service, and it came a little book came every week, or maybe it was once a month, and they had a 1 through 5 rating on stocks, with 1 being the best. A 1 meant that analysts were consistently raising earnings estimates for the company. And a 5, on the other hand, meant that analysts were consistently lowering estimates on a company. Now, which one would you rather own? The company that's on the receiving end of higher earnings expectations, or on the receiving end of lowering earnings expectations, such as GE? Earnings expectations are a powerful indicator of a stock. And you've heard me say many times that stocks trade on earnings. They follow earnings. And add to that, stocks follow earnings expectations. I had a client point out to me, or a subscriber, yeah, earnings are in the past, Bill. I said, I know that. So are home runs and RBIs and batting average and all this kind of thing. Strikeouts, ERA, saves, they're all in the past. But earnings expectations are in the future. My app is built on earnings expectations mostly. I do my valuations, and any analyst does their valuations on earnings expectations. And when earnings expectations change, target prices change. It's as simple as that. So what do you think it means for the market that positive earnings estimates revisions, in other words, companies receiving upgrades to their earnings estimates, are in the 90th percentile? So when you look back over the last several years, this is the top 10% of companies. The number of companies that are revising earnings higher is off the charts right now. Now, you can say, well, they engineer earnings, don't they? They shoot horses, don't they? Well, the same holds true for positive sales revisions. You can't engineer sales. Sales are sales. Sales is the cash register ringing. This is also a fantastic time for positive sales revisions. And that, I think, speaks well for the tax reforms that were given here recently. On the one hand, you could say, well, these companies received big tax breaks, and that dropped right to their earnings. But the other side would say, well, it also stokes the economy. It puts more money in the hands of the consumer. Well, that seems to be the case. How else would you explain the big rise in sales revisions? People, companies, corporations, consumers are buying more than expected. And those positive sales revisions continue to rise. Now let's take one more piece of evidence. CapEx guidance is strong. Well, you always hear about CapEx. And you say, what is CapEx? Easy. Capital expenditures. That's companies buying new fleet of vehicles. That's companies buying new machinery. That's companies buying new technology. They're investing in their capital structure so they can ramp up and stay current with their businesses. Now, what did we get for the last 8 years? We got share buybacks. That's what we got for the last 8 years. Now what are we getting? Companies are finally shifting their spending to building for the future. They're investing in capital. You know what? Over the last 8 years, with a zero interest rate policy and a very anti-business administration, companies sewed their pockets shut. Why do you think there was that huge raise in cash on companies' corporate balance sheets? Well, number one, they didn't want to bring it back to America because of the huge tax rate that they would pay. And number two, they didn't feel all that confident about investing in their companies because they are worried about regulators and EPA and fines and this and that. And all they had to do with their money was to buy back shares. And you say, well, a lot of the earnings over the last 9 years came from buying back shares. That's true. It took shares off the market. When you divide earnings by a lesser amount of shares, you get a bigger amount of earnings. That's how mathematics works. Do tax cuts work? I am a big believer in the Laffer curve. Arthur Laffer is one of my heroes. His Laffer curve said, as you put more money in the hands of the people and less money in the hands of the government, your economy will expand. And we are seeing exactly the results of the Laffer curve right now as companies are finally shifting their spending to building for the future. And we're looking, the second quarter of 2018 ended on Friday. We're now in the third quarter of 2018. Wait till you see the earnings coming in for this quarter that just ended, number one. And number two, wait till you see the revision higher to the earnings expectations for the quarter that we are now in. How do you write an article? Something is bothering this market. I'd be very careful here. Well, of course something's bothering this market. Change is in the air. Big change. Big change in the way form of tariffs and trade and reciprocity, a word that I've had to learn how to pronounce here recently. In the meantime, S&P 500 companies made record dividend payouts during Q2. They paid out $112 billion in dividends, which translates to an 11% increase over last year. 83% of S&P 500 companies declared a dividend in Q2. 89 companies boosted dividends in Q2 versus 67 companies a year ago. More proof that the business economy, not only are they investing in capital expenditures for the first time in 9 years, they're also boosting their dividends. This all bodes well for the fundamentals of the market going forward. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio. I'll talk about a few individual stocks here. The feds are expanding their data probe into Facebook. Let's see how Facebook shares are holding up today. Facebook shares are down 2%, but they hit an all-time high just 2 weeks ago. The federal probe into Facebook is expanding. The Washington Post reports, with three new agencies parsing the company's statements over their data leak dealings with Cambridge Analytica. Wells Fargo, meanwhile, boosts Facebook on Instagram monetization. This is a big plus for Facebook right now. They are monetizing Instagram. They are now at Wells Fargo boosting their target price from $250. From $230, which implies 29% upside from here. I agree with Wells Fargo. I think Facebook has a lot more upside potential. Amazon, talking to logistics companies about a launch in Sweden. Well, I mean, eventually, I think Amazon will be a global company. Spotlight on Whole Foods during Amazon Prime Day. Amazon Prime Day is coming up July 16th. It will run through July 17th. Their last Prime Day was up 60%. Sales were up 60% versus this same time last year. And their last Amazon Prime Day, now, since last Amazon Prime Day, they've added Australia, Singapore, Netherlands, and Luxembourg as they become a global giant. They already are a global giant. This year, Amazon is promising select deals at all U.S. Whole Foods stores. In another grocery challenge to Kroger, Costco, Target, and Walmart. The company is levering its Amazon Prime Rewards Visa program with a 10% back offer on purchases of up to $400 at Whole Foods Market. Amazon's a scary company. They're getting into the distribution and controlling a lot of the distribution of the world's goods. Sunrun, yesterday, nice move in Sunrun. I continue to own Sunrun. The son of a gun owns Sunrun in my ultra growth portfolio. It's pushing up against new all-time highs. The symbol is Run, which was a Pink Floyd song, right? Was that on The Wall or one of those albums back there in the 70s? Sunrun gets a 67% upside target from from Credit Suisse. They think the stock can go to 22. It's currently at 14, which would be 67% upside to Friday's close. I agree with Credit Suisse. A stock that's been under a little bit of pressure here recently, but I'm willing to give it a little bit of room because it's been such a good one over the years. Constellation Brands tallies up its gain in cannabis investment. Well, if you remember, Constellation Brands, which is big in beer and wine and all kinds of other things that will be consumed in great quantity tomorrow on the 4th of July, and I'm sure throughout the weekend. Check your neighbor's trash can next Monday. Now, my trash can, you know what I found here in Scottsdale? Chocolate milk in bottles. Oh, I remember getting chocolate milk. Milk. I remember the milkman delivering milk early in the morning in bottles. Keeps that milk cold in the refrigerator. Nothing tastes better in 105-degree heat than chocolate milk in a thick milk bottle. $2 deposit on those bottles. This Norwegian's going to return those bottles and get his $2 back. But that's what you'll find in my trash can, is I am a teetotaler. Constellation Brands recognized an additional $258 million pre-tax unrealized gain from the change in fair value of their Canopy Growth investment. People talk to me all the time about the marijuana stocks. I don't own any of them, but I do own Constellation Brands, which has a big investment in Canopy Growth. We continue to work with Canopy Growth to develop and build cannabis brands. I think one of them will be the Marlboro Man backwards on his horse. Well, we'll see. I do have an investment still in Constellation Brands, which sees recreational marijuana as the threat to their wine and beer business. Japan picks Lockheed Martin radar for missile defense system. You know, I was thinking about Lockheed Martin the other day. It sure seems like a good buy here to me at 300. It was just at 360 not too long ago. It sold off because of North Korea and peace talk. Well, now we learn that, you know, North Korea is ramping up their nuclear capabilities, and Japan is going to go ahead and install that missile defense system anyways. Lockheed gets a multi-billion dollar job from Japan for a missile defense system. I think with this big sell-off in the defense stocks recently, I think that presents an opportunity. Well, that about does it. Today's a short day in the market. Tomorrow's one of my favorite days of the year, the 4th of July. I love America. My ancestors came here in the mid-1850s from Northumberton, England, from Renfrew, Scotland, and from Oslo, well, Lillehammer area of Norway. That's where my people come from. They came through as immigrants to America. Otherwise, I might be living way up in some valley of the reindeer up in Norway or in Northumberton, England, or Renfrew, Scotland, which I'm sure are all nice places. But right now, I'm in one of the prettiest places on the planet. I'm here amongst the pinnacles and the peaks of Scottsdale, Arizona, in the greatest country on earth, the United States of America. God bless America. Have a great 4th of July holiday. I'll be back Thursday and Friday after I have a lot of chocolate milk tomorrow. Have a great weekend. Have a great holiday, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.